Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. Mary, how are you doing on lockdown up there?
I don't like the word lockdown because that's not really what it is. It's for essential needs. You should only be leaving your house. And
is people a haircut essential needs?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You have to feel good about yourself.
Okay.
You know?
Just making sure.
There's only one person in the salon, so it's safe.
No, I understand.
So let's just say I didn't leave the house on Sunday or Monday at all. I had to leave the house on Saturday to go get some supplies. Mm-hmm. I only went to the grocery store. Yesterday, I left the house to go to the grocery store again and the post office, another essential need to send in my tax forms. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to be pretty strict.
Yeah, same. Same with me. Basically, the only time I go outside is when I need to walk the dog. But I will tell you, I've never seen as many people walking as I have in these past few days. It's very interesting. I mean, everyone's still, you know, keeping their distance. You want to be 6 feet away. It's like that Cole Sprouse movie that was not the next Fault in Our Stars. You keep 6 feet away from people. I mean, and truthfully, it is like really scary. And I think that people really, we made fun of it a couple of weeks ago, you know, because we were trying to laugh.
We sure did.
Yeah.
And we were wrong. We were very wrong.
And now, though, honestly, like, there's a whole campaign of like hashtag stay the fuck home. Like, stay home. If you don't have to be out, stay home. We need to beat this faster than other countries have who weren't as prepared as we are. So like, if you can, please just stay home. We're trying to provide as much entertainment as we can on top of working our jobs. So again, what we can just
there's
go right
nothing in. To do anyways. I mean, in San Francisco, bars, nightclubs, wineries, all closed. Mm-hmm. You can get food takeout.
Which you made a good point when you were just IG living with Kyle Cook, and you made a good point of supporting local businesses.
Oh yeah, you gotta order takeout, do that kind of stuff. I know I've been a big cook. I felt like I'm a homemaker now. Mm-hmm. Like Saturday night, I made lasagna. It took me 3 hours, and that was like my Saturday night.
I mean, Mary is literally auditioning for the next franchise of Real Housewives of Real Housewives of San Francisco.
Monday, salmon. Tuesday, corned beef. Tonight, didn't eat.
Well, if you're not going to cook, you're not going to eat, you know?
But then I'm like, yeah, Friday, Saturday for sure, takeout. They're saying even like, or just go buy gift cards from places to mm-hmm. support them. And you know, tip those servers, service industry people. That's why I got my haircut today. I was like, my guy needs it.
Mm-hmm. I understand. But really we just hope everyone's staying safe too. And guys that are maybe like thinking like we're being like too cautious or whatnot, remember it's not you that we're concerned about. It's the people that you interact with. So like the older people, your parents, like I just think of my mom. I literally tell her like, you cannot come here. You interact with too many people. Like you need to stay at home. You need to quote unquote stay the fuck home. Like just think about that. You know, I really love seeing that the grocery stores are opening an hour early so that the elderly can go shop. Like, that breaks my heart that reading these stories of people who've just been too, you know, older people that have been too scared. And just let's all just do our part. I mean, Bravo's been giving us marathons. But, like, again, today, thankfully, they gave us the Beverly Hills trailer. But it's
let's break that down.
I'm just saying also, though, is like we have to wait till April for that. Like, give it to us now. You will never get higher ratings than you will now. You do not need the women to do press for it because we will all sit there and watch it.
The trailer gave me really good vibes. Okay. I mean, I loved when Teddy said, what could be that bad? And then they're like, oh, they fucked.
I just thought it was funny that it was all based on like the new Alison Dubois.
Say that again?
Like, did you see there was like a medium or a psychic or whatever, and he would say one thing to the girls, and then they'd show like a clip, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm feeling something I haven't felt for Beverly Hills in a long time.
It seems like it's going to be fire. The only problem is we already know what the rumor is. And the rumor is that Brandy and Denise are sleeping together. And Denise says she has an open marriage with Aaron, which proves to be false. And then it seems like Aaron and Erica get into a very big fight.
So what I think is interesting, actually, after watching that trailer, I was like, okay, Brandy is talking about a hookup that her and Denise had years ago. It didn't happen. I'm fully convinced it did not happen this past season, that it happened years ago.
Okay.
And that Brandy's like bringing that, like, don't believe all she's cracked up to be. It's like, Denise was married to Charlie Sheen. I'm really not thinking that Denise is like the beacon of innocence over here, okay?
Got it.
That's how and I'm feeling.
I like that prediction. I think that's a great prediction. She sends Rena a cease and desist.
Now, was it to Rena? Because to me, it sounded like Rena was meddling and that she might have sent something to Brandy.
Oh, okay.
And then Rena wants to get involved.
I feel like we're going to get some Kim Richards moments. An Adrian Maloof.
Didn't need to see her nipple.
I did.
You stole my goddamn eyesight.
I have high hopes. I'm sure the producers are like, ladies, you've been a snooze fest 2 seasons in a row. If you don't drop a fucking bombshell from the 90s, you're done.
Yeah, they're like, okay, who can we take out? Well, Denise is the highest paid out of all of us, so let's get rid of her. And then when Garcelle said, that's some white people shit, I was like, welcome, Garcelle. I'm here for it. Like, I'm already into Garcelle. It's interesting that Sutton is just a friend of...
Yeah, she didn't make the final cut. I also felt like it was kind of, you know, if this rumor is true that Brandy and Denise have hooked up, whatever the time frame is, it feels skeezy exposing it.
I agree. That's Brandy. That's her MO always. And I don't like it. I also think it's funny that their whole, like, their season shoot, you know, like when they always do the cast together, is neon. And I'm like, haven't we had like 3 reunions in a row of them all wearing neon?
See, I liked the neon as the promo because that's never been a promo. It's always like glitter, glam, glitz for every season of Housewife.
I like the neon. I just think it's like this is something we've already seen from Beverly Hills. Like if OC or like New York did.
That's more just like we saw Kyle at a reunion and Rena at a reunion last year. That's all you've really seen.
Like 2 years.
That's just a reunion.
I'm just saying it stuck out.
It's not a promo photo.
No, I know that. I know. I'm just saying, like, the last memory is like last reunion is them wearing neon. You know, that's all. Look, I'm excited. There looks to be no dogs in the trailer at all, so that's a positive.
It's a positive. Teddy is sober and pregnant.
Yay!
It looks like Kyle and Dorit. We're not going to see that much out of them. You know, and there's lots of rumblings about PK and Dorit's relationship.
I mean,
so I wonder if that will be a storyline as well.
I doubt it because Beverly Hills is always very much, they're never vulnerable for us. They don't really give us too much. Like we have to, now, the only thing that does look like we're getting more of in Beverly Hills is like the porn, the luxury porn. Like we get to see Kyle buy a car. You know, I want to see like diamonds and that whole thing. You know, we're talking about like a diamond ice. Like ice sculpture.
Oh yeah.
Like these are the kind of things I want to see people spend their money on dumb shit, and I feel like we're getting that again.
I remember at our sorority when we did not bid day pref night that we had to get an ice sculpture of an anchor.
Yeah, and that shit was really annoying to track down. Let me tell you, as VP of recruitment, I had to find a fucking ice. I was like, is this an ice luge? What are we ordering? It's like an ice anchor.
Oh, man.
I also go ahead. I was just going to say the whole season is also going to be about Kyle's bangs. Oh, did you know I'm shooting a movie with Jamie Lee Curtis? Yeah, I had to get bangs for it.
I don't like the bangs.
Oh, I think actually they look cute on her. I don't mind. But I feel like she's going to be I feel like she's going to be touching her bangs a lot. Like Kyle's thing this season will be her bangs. Banggate? I don't know.
Got it.
I mean, banggate for Kyle and banggate for Denise. 2 different kind of bangs.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay, and then tomorrow, you guys, is the actual March Madness polls will go up.
I feel like most of you are probably listening to Thursday, so it's today if you're listening on Thursday. Guys, this is let me just tell you how fun this year has been already. Like, Mary, you tell me. We had our Instagram live on Sunday of our Selection Sunday. I thought that was a super fun time, breaking down all the men. We had our poster going. You know, we had commentary from all the jurors watching. Like, we had so many people watching it. So I thought that was, like, super fun interactive time.
I love all the people. They're putting us in their stories and tagging us. Oh. And a lot of people have filled out the brackets. And... Mm-hmm. Keep your points counted.
You're not going to win anything from us.
No, not at all. But let's just Luke, like all the way for me. I want Edwin to beat Craig in the first round to knock him out. So I will be doing a heavy campaign for Edwin. This is Talking Now. If you guys want Luke to win. Hey, you guys, if you want Luke to win, you have to get Craig out the first round.
Wow, that's so rude. Good thing people are obsessed with Craig. First off, this is Craig's year. Luke is new onto the scene, and so Luke can wait a year. He'll be back next season. He can have 2021. Who even wants the year 2020? We need 2020 canceled. Tom Brady has left the Patriots. All of this bad stuff has happened. It hasn't been a good year for me. Okay? And so just give me Craig, okay? Give me Craig. But
Luke, what I do want to say is,
guys, we put in the jury, we put on our story every single day the link to the bracket. So basically what you want to do when you're filling out your bracket is you can do one of two things. You can fill it out the way you want to and like, hey, this is who I think, this is who I think. You can also fill it out the way that you think everybody's going to vote. And that's
see, I really wish that I had a printer. You know?
Me too. I mean, again, I wrote it out on poster board. My whiteboard finally arrived, so I'm going to put it on a whiteboard for everyone for the next round.
I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to write it out somehow. I really wish I had a printer.
Well, you could also just use the PDF and fill it in with a PDF filler. So just think about that too.
It's not the same. I like to handwrite these things. Yeah,
no, I understand. But so the way that it's going to work is the left half of the bracket. So that's Craig's quadrant, and then we've got the Frankie Catania Jr. I'm just hitting with what the one seeds are. So Craig and down and Frankie and down. That's going to be your Thursday votes. We're going to do our first round of 64, but we're going to break it into two different days. So the first 32 are going on Thursday. Then Luke's bracket and Steve Gold's bracket, those quadrants, that's going to be on Friday. Then when we come together on Saturday, we'll put all the remaining together. So you're going to vote in our polls who you think is the hotter person. So again, between Craig and Edwin, you'll vote. Mary will tell you to vote Edwin. You vote however you feel. I'm not going to collude.
And you know also, guys, it's what you want it to be. Is it the hottest based on looks if they don't open their mouth? That's your choice. If it's based on personality as well, that's my choice.
Right. So
I have to add in a personality factor personally.
I totally get that. And again, like people are like, how did Beau win last year? Let's talk about campaigning. If you want your guy to go far, you need to tell him to campaign. And let me tell you, these guys are in.
You guys, the pictures we have got for them, because we're like, oh, send us a picture that we can use, like that you want to use for your bracket.
I thought nobody would respond, by the way. I thought they like, maybe we get one or two.
They are taking it super seriously. Like, wait, like this one, is this one good? No, how about this one? Maybe this one. Luke sent us like seven and was like, tell Mary she can pick whichever she'd like.
And I know that Mary did this giggle where she was like, oh my God, he knows my name.
He knows my name. Meanwhile, he's quarantined at his lake house right now. He's feeling a little sick. He doesn't think it's Corona, but he's definitely sick.
But you know, Dolores is trying to move in on your man. How do you feel about that?
What?
Oh, have you Dolores? Not seen Dolores? Dolores from Jersey will be like, go check his Instagram right now. She commented on his being like, I love a lake house.
No.
Yes.
Dolores Catania?
Yes.
Stay away from my man.
Sex without the X or whatever her cool book was that she put in the time capsule. But let me just say, it's not, I mean, I understand the loop. I understand it, but I'm just saying, like, I'm so appreciative because these guys are, like, into it, and they understand, and even, like, I was DMing with Albie, and he was like, wow, you're making me feel like a piece of meat, and I'm like, you're welcome. Like, listen, as women, we are objectified daily for our bods and our faces and our looks and all of that. It's about time that we flip the patriarchy, okay? But no, honestly, though, this is, like, also for us, like, I really love getting photos of hot guys. I don't know what I'm like. We're going to post them and we're going to use it. So we'll make sure to in our polls, we'll like put like starred, like, you know, self-submitted for photos.
Yeah.
Like, I think that people need to know who sent us stuff.
I agree.
That is. So let's be honest, though. When you're listening to this, if the polls haven't gone up yet, make sure, especially for that right side that's pictures aren't going up till Friday, make sure that these guys DM us their photos. Like, people, even like Chef Sam from Top Chef, like, he was like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, Sam, congrats, you've made it. And he's like, oh, okay. I'm like, can you send us a photo? He's like, well, this dude. I'm like, oh, okay, you look really good. I'm like, fire, you look great. Like, it's so funny. And I'm just so appreciative that they're them, playing like, along.
The abs ones, there's a lot of abs photos, which that's not a turn on for me. But
Frankie Jr.'s photo, whew, somebody, whew, pass me an oil blotter. These men are just beautiful, and I want to thank the jurors for picking such great men. Even like people like Barry or from Southern Charm, New Orleans, or like Edwin was cracking me up too in the DMs because you know he's like, okay, let's do the Cinderella seed. Like we got to beat it. Like he's like, I'm ready to campaign. Like a 16 seed, and you know we have to like explain like voted on by the jurors. It's just an honor to make it into the bracket. Like, but they're into it. So I'm loving it. I think it's going to be really fun. I can't wait to see how things
shake out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be
a Luke Craigie at the end.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty stoked about it. I think it's going to be good. I think, Mary, if you want to post the last of our – oh, we already did it, Mary. Oh, my God. You're just so on fire. All the seeds are up, too. So if you need more pictures, because every year people yell at us, like, how am I supposed to know who that is from a picture? You know what? I understand it's serious, but do your research. You've got the bracket. Google whatever needs you need to do for it. Listen to a podcast that features these guys. Look up their Wikipedia. Someone made a
PowerPoint as well that we need to post. Mm-hmm. Another podcast did. Fix My Life podcast. So maybe we can put that up tomorrow.
Sure. But yeah, we'll put everything up too. It starts tomorrow and I'm excited.
Yes.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Okay, let's read this week's shows. We have VPR, Summer House, and the final Jersey reunion. How do you go?
So I'm also, once again, I'm throwing Family Karma up at one.
Oh, you know, so I will say I try not to watch TV during the day because I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a lot of extra time. I did not watch it. Not that I didn't want to. I think I didn't set the recording yet.
So I will say this week has been kind of weird just because of everything that's been happening, like, internationally and all of that. So, like, today,
like,
before this—
I going back to school this year? I literally don't know.
Right.
Seriously.
Right. No, I—
Seriously. Gavin Newsom totally has horrified every parent in California.
They all have to spend time with their kids.
Yeah, but— I really don't know what my fate is, so I've had a really weird week.
Yeah, so, like, even today I was looking, and I was in my DVR to watch the shows, like, to watch Jersey and Summer House, and I was like, oh, my God, did I miss Atlanta completely? And, like, oh, I've missed Sister Wives, and I've missed— – and I somehow managed to watch Family Karma on Sunday, but I've also missed, like, I haven't watched Curb Your Enthusiasm this week. I haven't – like, Sunday was just, like, I don't even know what happened. So I know.
Oh, I did. I watched Bombshell on Sunday, mm-hmm. Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Homeland.
Okay, so you've hit them all. But yeah, the reality shows were like throwing me off because I'd see something in a DVR and I'm like, oh, it must be an old episode. And I'm like, oh my God, no, that's a new one. So I totally get it. I'm behind too. But I'm still putting Family Karma up as one. Guys, watch it. It's just so fun. The aunties, the drama between all the moms, like, oh, it's just— – I love it. And let's be honest, like, Brian from Family Karma, who's been in two episodes, he's been featured on two episodes, and he got a 5 seed. And at that point, only one episode had aired.
Amazing.
So, like, he's coming in. So I'm going Family Karma. I'll put that as, like, a bonus one.
Okay.
Right? Because you didn't watch it. So overall, number one, Summer House.
Agreed.
Okay. So, two, I'm going Vanderpump.
Okay, we have the same schedule this week.
And three is Jersey because, oh my God, boring. The third and final reunion, we could have done this shit in two.
I did love the, like, Teresa and Joe talk with Andy. Andy really dived in.
I just find it, though, okay, so let's go third last. Like, let's just do Jersey and get it out of the way. How do you feel about that?
Okay, I like that.
So I will say, so my rose and my thorn of this episode, my rose was Danielle demanding to sit next to Andy and getting literally denied and not even on the couch. She's in a different chair. That's my rose.
Wait, I love Andy's rationale. He's like, well, Danielle, I'm doing this for your own protection. I can't put you next to Teresa. We know what happened last time. I got pushed, physically assaulted. And if I put you next to Marge, like, he's just like, that's just like a no. It wasn't even, and she just, like, accepted that.
She goes, well, why don't you move Marge? She's like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like,
yeah.
She's just like, no. So that was my rose. My thorn was Andy asking Teresa, like, well, did you have sex with Joe? It was, like, so invasive that I'm like, wait. Also, though, if she did or didn't, is like, I mean, I want to know, but it's also, like, not my business to know because I know we've, like, talked about it. But I just feel like sometimes when he asks a question, it feels really skeevy to me.
So you didn't like that Teresa had to say that her daughter was a cock block.
Right. Yeah. That was weird. That was a little
weird. Like, Adriana was my cock block.
Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Well, he went this far as he said, Teresa, were you attracted to him? And she's just, like, shaking her head. Did you have sex? Shaking her head. Did he want to have sex with you? And she's like, well, yeah. But I said no.
Yeah. And it felt a little – I want things to be invasive, obviously, because I need to know things. But, like, maybe not about those kind of things.
But then also just them replaying the whole here comes my bitch wife, the Jacqueline, the woman on the desk thing, you know, Kim talking about the affairs when she's in jail. I mean, and she just sits there and takes it. She still doesn't even, Like,
well, but what I don't like about that, though, is when Teresa's like, when they're like, well, do you believe that he was cheating? She's like, if I walked in on my husband, you know I'm a firecracker. I'm like, okay, but then, like, earlier this season, you told us how you knew that Joe had a separate cell phone because he was cheating on you. So, like, which is it? So I kind of do think she walked in on the office.
I think she could have, too. And then, God, there's so many layers to these relationships, too, like with the brother, you know. But they also have such a soft spot. They're like, you know, that's the father of my nieces. And, you know, I may not like you, but I love you anyways.
Mm-hmm. That's what I tell every member of my family. Just kidding. I like them all, too.
But then I thought I liked that they were like, he was so arrogant in that interview and just him swirling the wine and everyone's pretty pissed at him and just the lack of remorse.
Right. He just never wanted to, like, apologize for it. And I think she's going to soar
with her Jewish man.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know how much she actually paid. I mean,
over a million.
Like, oh, more than, I mean, I would say 2 million.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Do you think he'll come after her money? That seemed to be a big topic.
I think Dolores made a very good point. If she is happy and has a man, absolutely. That's why they're all like, dude, you got to get that paperwork filed now. Make it a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think she's the type of person that's just going to, like, stay married to him?
Like, I just forever wish she would have. I wish she would have done what Phaedra Parks did. And Phaedra Parks basically, once Apollo went to jail, she, like, divorced him from jail because he basically can't object while they're in jail. And don't quote me on this again. Not a lawyer. Don't know. But I remember hearing something like, if they're in jail, they can't object. You can get a divorce. So, like, Teresa should have done it then. And of course, she didn't do it because of her daughters. But I wish she would have done it then because then he'd have no way to try to get her money. And again, I still wonder if he's able to because he's a convict and he was, you know, basically deported from the country, like he can never come back. So I hope for Teresa's sake, again, I'm still not a Teresa fan, but I think for her daughters and for her that I hope that she doesn't have to deal with him with going after her money. What money too, right? Like, didn't they go bankrupt? Like, how does she still have money if she's paying all these lawyer fees and she's doing X, Y, and Z? Like, it's just, I'd love to see inside their finances.
Right. Well, even, I think, though, Gia would be like, Dad, you can't do this. Like, Mom's trying to pay for my college. She's got to pay for all those kids' colleges. And there's, I mean, there's not a lot of money. I'm shocked she has been able to keep that house.
The ugliest effing house I've ever seen. Those door knockers.
So gaudy. So gaudy.
So gaudy. So gaudy. But, I mean, I feel like maybe her lawyer paid it off.
I don't
know. Who knows? Who knows?
Let's talk a little bit about Teresa and Marge, like their quote-unquote makeup. Because I felt like Marge had to accept this apology because there's no other way. Like,
100%.
If she's in a fight with Teresa, that I think compromises her casting for next season.
And that's the reason why I think Teresa needs to go. Ooh. Give her her own show. Well, give her her own show with her daughters. But I've said, like, time and time again, is, like, all these women put Teresa kind of, like, on this pedestal. Like, Teresa's the show, right? So it's like, you can get an argument with Teresa, but she still has to win in order to secure your spot on the show. Like, who's really got, like, even the season when, after season one and everyone was against Danielle, they brought Danielle back, but, like, Danielle could never recover from that, right? Like, she basically was, like, not asked back to the show. Like, if you're against Teresa and not in a, and you don't still, like, kowtow to her, like, you're not going to be on the show.
Yeah. And that's why Marge's like, yeah, I accept your apology. And she's like, but why didn't you ever call me or ever say sorry before this? And then she's like, I wanted to do it in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she's like, Danielle, you fucking rat.
Okay, so I know we talked about this before, but it was like, it made me think of, like, Dan. Like, I was like, how come Danielle brought Marty and not Danny? Remember Danny?
She needed that security guard. A punk is a punk.
Yeah. like she should have brought him because, like, Marty's just a little bitch.
Well, I mean, she did. She brought an attack dog, basically. You know, Fendi.
Fendi, the dog that she gave CBD to in the stroller. I'm like, I give my dog CBD sometimes, too, just the same way, through a syringe.
Jesus.
through the mouth. Like, I just was like laughing when it was like, I just felt like it was
awesome. I like Jennifer chiming in. And she's like, well, yeah, no, you are a rat. It's when you tell on someone. And Danielle's like, I don't like that word rat.
No, that's like, a rat is when you go to the police. And it's like, no, that's like an informant. Like, no, like, she's like, when I was Beverly, I was a rat. Yes. But I did it to protect my children that Marty may or may not have abused. I cannot comment on that. I know. I'm like, what? Like, what's happening here?
Abuse is a very broad word.
I'm not willing to talk about it. Wait, what? Also, Marge caused my divorce.
No. Wait, I love how Andy, like, kicked it off, though. Like, hey, Danielle, like, how's that cooking show going? And then she's like,
I didn't quit. I resigned from Housewives.
And then he's like, so are you still living with Marty? She's like, yeah, I'm stealing his house from him, but he still doesn't get that.
Are her payments from the unsponsored cooking show, or do we think she's paying him in blowjays?
In BJ's. Yeah, for sure.
Some OTH BJ's or or maybe some bubble bath blowjobs.
BBHJ's, bubble bath hand jobs. BBHJ. Trick of the trade.
You know, Tom and Ariana have like fancy AF.
Yeah.
She just needs bubble bath HJ.
Yeah.
And just a book about how to give handies everywhere and how to get yourself a house by using your hands. The Danielle Staub way, nay, Beverly.
They're just hands.
But they work quite well.
But I think Annie made a good point about he wanted to see Duchess Danielle. And then she's like, well, you know, he needed some help. She was, some people said she was drugging him.
Well, like, she drugged this time too, because didn't you feel like she had had her own Xanny bar before she came out? I thought she seemed very on Xanax. Like, she was like kind of slurring her words, like her eyes were half closed. Now, it could be because she was in the harsh lighting, because they only put the good lightings on the couch.
She didn't look good. I did not like her hair. She looked worn out.
Yeah. Well, she's been doing a lot of HJs to pay for that house. She's tired.
But okay. Anything else? Any other comments about Danielle? Well, and I hope that her and Teresa are officially done. And I loved how they did the thing back. Like, okay, so Danielle, remember when you came here and you tried to prosecute Ashley, Jacqueline's daughter, for pulling hair out of your head? Do you remember that?
And I had Danielle's to go to the hospital.
She's like, well, this is different this time.
Like, she wasn't provoked. I was provoked. Marge made me do it. Mine was a reaction to Marge. And it was like, but again, I just want, as a reminder too, is that Teresa provoked Danielle. Like, Teresa's the one that's like, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah. And then she also said she didn't see it. She didn't see it.
But then she says that, and I'm like, okay, well, you ended your friendship with Danielle because she wasn't quote unquote loyal to you, aka she told what happened and you're pissed that you got ratted out. Like, the whole thing was like, why do you want to be her friend if she's gonna say you're not loyal because you said she told you to pull her hair? Like, you were trying to exonify, like get yourself, your conscience clear, and instead you're like, yeah, well, Teresa said I should do it. And then Teresa's like, fuck you, I did say that, but you weren't supposed to ever tell anyone. Like, but Teresa, you did it. It's not like she made something up and then Teresa's like, I never said that. I was like, we saw the camera. Like, we saw the footage.
What else have we not seen?
What else? Like, come on. This is the perfect time. In a time of corona, please give us the behind the scenes.
We want the black tapes.
Yeah. Come on. Please. Please.
Okay, and so then Danielle, like, you know, she wants to thank all her fans for sticking behind her because she's been bullied, and, you know, a lot of fans relate to that, being bullied, and, you know, she just has to walk away because the women don't like her.
It's like, they didn't like you after season one, you still came back?
She's tapping out, guys, tapping out.
Well, then Andy, when he was like, I'm sure this is the last time we'll see you, I don't think so either. I was like, wait, what?
I think she's like, well, you're going to pick up that cooking show, right, Andy?
Like,
I'll teach you how to make applesauce.
I'll hold a knife real close and show you how to julienne. Yes. Okay. So then at the end, too, so we do like a whole flashback. Like, it was clear that they had like run out of things to talk about on this season, right? Because it was like, okay, let's do a flashback to the beginning where Teresa was the only housewife. Like, who was the next housewife after that? Dolores in like season 5? Melissa, I guess, in season three. But it was like all these housewives have come in.
Remember those twins?
They didn't show any of the twins or Amber Marchese. They did not show that season. I noticed that. But it just was like showing these past scenes where it's like none of these people are housewives anymore.
Yeah.
And like the scenes where it was like, let's go in the past and show from last season of Jackie and Jennifer. It's like, yeah, we all saw that too a year ago.
Doesn't it feel like we've like known Marge forever?
Yes, it does. And Marge has been such a good addition. But, yeah. Okay, let's talk about the time capsule, because this was also very strange to me.
I thought it was very lame, and Jackie bringing a box of donuts to Mold really creeped me out.
We get it, Jackie, to eat. <I know. laughs> But it's also like, wait, like, I couldn't figure out what, it's like, okay, Teresa's made sense to me. I thought that was cute. It was funny that she never mentioned Melissa in it, too. She just like, I'm glad I got to do this with my mom. And, yeah. Like, Melissa's in the photo, too. Okay. Melissa's when I'm like, I've never heard you say any of these words yourself.
Jerseyisms, like, use and go fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Used to. Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Down to the shore or something like that. I was like, okay. Marge's made sense to me. I thought it was cute because it was, like, a little pigtail wig.
Yeah, that was good.
Dolores's was a book, a romance novel of her and Frank on the cover, which was, again, very strange.
So I think that they shouldn't have called it a time cap. I think there was a miss. Like,
but they're going to open that in 10 years.
No, I know, with Moldy Donuts.
When the show doesn't exist.
I know.
And the none 20th of anniversary. Yeah, it's only going to be Teresa and Melissa on the show.
And Jennifer's sorry not sorry shirt.
But I thought that was okay. I was like, okay, that makes sense because it's like that was the season for her, right? Like, I guess that made sense. But yeah, Jackie, the box of donuts. I was like, Jackie, if you're going to do anything, bring pizza to be for the birthday party.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Right? Or like a birthday crown, because all they did is talk about like a birthday hat. It's like birthday hats, like a kid's birthday hat.
Right. Exactly. Like a Burger King crown or something. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was like, okay, these don't really make sense. Like Melissa, it's like put a freaking sequin jumpsuit in there.
Or put a CD of On Display.
Right. Like, they're very much missed opportunities in that. Honestly, yeah. Anything. You could have put anything in there. Put Joe's can of black hairspray that he used.
Oh, my gosh. And it got everywhere when him and
where's this black shit coming from?
Or, like, they should have put in, like, sprinkle cookies.
Oh, my God. 100%.
Those would have molded, though, as well.
Again, why? I don't think that the donuts are really going to end up in there. I feel like they're probably going to buy a fresh batch when they reopen them again. By that point, will this show
never going to be open? So
no. Right. But in Jennifer, when she put her shirt in there, like Jennifer was like, I'm going to be here in 10 years. I'm going to be here in 10 years. Okay. I better think of 10 years worth of storylines to keep my place here. Sorry, not sorry shirt in this capsule. Like, I just felt like she was like, I got to figure out a way to be here in 10 years.
She secured her spot.
For 10 years?
Not for 10, for next season.
Yeah, God. I mean, really what they should have done is when all the housewives were at Andy's baby shower last year, they should have done a time capsule then, and then they should have done, in 10 years, they should have done a Watch What Happens Live special where they unbox the time capsule with all the housewives. Missed opportunity.
Sounds like BravoCon this year, but there probably won't be one. It was in May last year?
No. It was in November.
Oh, so maybe there will be one.
Honestly, I hope there's not. Okay, moving on. Is there anything else to say about New Jersey?
I could have watched a lot more of Andy asking Joe Gorga questions, like about have you ever confronted Joe about cheating or things like that. I was like, just there were so many layers to that family drama.
I agree in a sense. Like, I want to know, but in order for, like, but I feel like they're all very cautious to say anything because Teresa's been very much like my daughters.
Yeah.
So, like, they don't want to say anything. Like, she said Gia's in therapy.
Well, even her being like, well, they're just punishing the kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, you guys broke the law.
Yeah. Like, again. Fraud.
And then Yeah. And then I thought it was also really funny, like how she's like, oh, he's in Mexico right now. And he's like, well, where do you get the money to do that?
He probably borrowed it from his brother. He's probably using his brother's passport still. Did Joe get a passport?
I don't know.
These are the questions we need to know the answers to.
He can go. Well, they even said like he could move to Canada. He's in Mexico.
No, I don't think he can move to Canada. I think that we solved that. That Canada doesn't let convicts live there.
Oh yeah, they're pretty strict. Like, they don't let the DUIs in.
Yeah. So sorry, Joe, if a DUI can't get in,
he could go to Cuba. He went to Cuba.
Good for him.
Okay, moving on.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG. Okay, probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code judgy at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code judgy for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Okay. Can I just talk about our other content that we want to do for Two Judgy Girls?
Oh, your dating show for yourself?
Yeah. I just feel like I need to put it out there.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So, again, in the time of Corona, I think this is a perfect opportunity to do an Instagram Live dating show. I've called it hashtag Live for Love. And what this is, I'm just the first contestant. After that, we'll be having more contestants. I've already lined up some people for it. But what we need is for jurors, so for me especially, but then other people that are coming through that are, we need LA-based eligible men. And by LA, it could be Santa Barbara. It can be Orange County, you know, maybe
Southern
even San
California.
Diego. Yeah, maybe even San Diego. Like, we just need men who are single and willing to have a first date on Instagram Live. And now the way that IG or Live for Love works is that the contestant, so me, for instance, on the first round, will do 5 minute speed dates with three different guys. Then after we post, we'll post like a question of like who should I go out with on my next date, which will be like a 10 minute IG Live, and so everybody gets to watch the date unfold and they get to choose who it is. And then after,
now wait, I have to stop you.
Yes.
Do they get to, so okay, if they make it to the second round,
yes,
like do you guys get to text during the week before the next?
Sure. I think we could have a conversation. Maybe we have a DM conversation and we post some of those DMs.
Wow.
You know,
You're a brave soul.
I don't know. We've got to see how it goes though, okay?
Okay.
So, but then the second date is from the three, I go on like a 10 minute IG Live date and everybody again gets to watch. And then after the date, then you as jurors get to decide if we should meet in real life or if it's just done.
I love it. You're braver than I. I'm happy to be a taken woman right now.
Wait, what did you say, Mary? Say it a little louder for the people in the back.
I'm a taken woman right now.
Summer Mary's found her summer man.
But he's year round.
Right. So is Summer Mary, let's be honest. there anything else you'd like to tell us about him?
No.
Okay. So back to Live for Love. So we put up a post yesterday about being like, DM us some eligible men. And we got a bunch of people. Mary's going to go through them. But also, if you have other guys, too, that you think would be a good fit, please DM us their Instagram handle so that we can add it to our list so that we can vet it. And then we're going to look to do this next week. Also, the best thing to do, guys, also, please stop messaging Jax Taylor. Okay.
What?
People have been saying, like, oh, Jax Taylor, you should go out with Jax Taylor. Like, oh, the ring won't stop him. I'm like, please stop saying that.
And a lot of people said, that's actually kind of funny, though.
Well, we're blocked anyway, so it wouldn't work. But, yeah. I mean, people have also said Craig, too. And, like, look, I'm not going to say no to that.
But no.
What do you mean no? If
I no, don't say no. No, don't say no.
Right, but Craig would have to agree to it. But all I am saying is that if you have eligible men in the L.A., Orange County, Santa Barbara, San Diego area, please let us know. They need to be comfortable with going on IG Live for 5 minutes. It's basically like blind date, but, you know, I think it could be really fun. I'm putting myself out there for the first round. And again, I have other people that will do it in the next rounds as well. So I think it'd be really fun. We just need to find the right men.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of actors in the LA area. So I think you got a shot out there. People wanted to get on IG Live.
Fingers crossed. But again, if you know anybody, help a girl out. Should we go to VPR?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. So we finally get to see the wedding. Dun, dun, dun.
Thoughts?
I mean, we did a full breakdown. Did we do like an extra podcast of a full breakdown of the wedding? I know we talked about it for like a really long time, one podcast in the summer.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you what I did yesterday. I don't know.
No, we definitely did because it was all over IG stories and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I'm happy it's over.
I just thought they were really trying to sell us on this like love story. And we're like, but Jax fucked Faith. And, like, it was cracking me up because of the song. So we start off the episode, and we're getting, like, aerial shots and, like, a really, like, silly royalty-free song that they probably paid nothing for. They just had, like, a local songwriter, like, feature their music. And they do this aerial shot of the castle with the freeway in the background. It just, like, made me laugh so hard. Like, wow, what a view. Versailles is so pretty this time of year.
I mean, I thought that castle was really, really cute. And I'd be curious what they actually paid for the wedding. Jax kept on saying
$100,000. I don't know if you heard. It's $100,000.
I mean, that was more than $100,000.
I don't even think. I think it was a lot of it was sponsored.
Totally. I mean, the 60 bottles of Svedka vodka.
We know that was a sponsor because they tagged that all weekend.
That was really weird, too, how people were paying for the bar.
And also, well, so here's what I was – so the way I looked at it is we can – we'll fast forward. But it was like, okay, they had the wedding. They mm-hmm. had the reception. And then they went into the castle for the after party, which was like a not hosted thing. So like the castle stayed open and was like a open like a cash bar at that point because it wasn't part of the wedding festivities.
Yeah, but that's tacky.
Right, but I have no doubt that Jax was like, no, that's fine. 'Cause
I'm so rich and
yeah, like I just feel like no, Jax definitely didn't like just was like a cash bar. They'll be fine because he just maybe he just also assumed that people would drink the 60 bottles of Svedka vodka. Let's talk about their vows, because what I found funny was the things that they have in common are Hooters, friends, their two dogs.
We love Kingsley and Monroe and Hooters and friends. And I thought when they were saying friends, like their friends, their mutual friends that they have with each other. And then I was like, oh, like the TV show. You are my lobster.
Brittany's vows were like what a 12-year-old would like write when she's like, Mrs. Dylan McKay. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, oh, this is like, I'm pretending to get married. And you're like with your best girlfriend pretending you're like having a wedding. She's like, okay, like, I'll just love friends. And I love how much you love friends, too. And like our mutual love of Postmates and beer cheese and like Costco and like stinky feet. Like, I noticed, Jax, that like you're wearing your shoes with no socks on it and your pants are cut at your ankles. So like, I know that you're getting your feet nice and stinky. And so my shoes. So we're going to have stinky feet just how you like it.
The vows were weird. The vows were weird.
And Hooters. He's like, Hooters. I was like, that was the deal they made with Hooters. For the
after party. I loved the Hooters tunnel.
But I just thought it was funny. I think they worked it in with Hooters. Like, okay, we'll say Hooters in our vows and order for free one free chicken wing and ranch per person.
You know, I'm not above that either. Wow. I don't know if I've actually eaten at a Hooters, to be honest. I've never had Chick-fil-A either.
I've had Hooters in San Diego and PB.
I feel like I'd remember if I went to Hooters.
Chick-fil-A, I've had. Every time they open a new Chick-fil-A, my coworkers will go and stand in line and you get free like 100 free Chick-fil-A's for a year.
What?
Yeah.
I've never, the only day I feel like I would eat a Chick-fil-A is on a Sunday, and they're closed, so they don't have them around these parts.
Yeah, we shouldn't support Chick-fil-A anyways, but that's neither here nor there. Okay, what else can we talk about? Because I'm pissed that Jax gave Tom a B-C+ as a best man. How dare he?
I mean, those tampons came in handy, and they were handy for the real use of a tampon.
Yes, I will take back
for what a I bridesmaid. Said. For a bridesmaid.
She's like, should I bring like 1, 2, 3? Ariana's like, 3 is good. Like, don't be stingy with your top of the line tampons. Just give her the box.
He's walking around passing out umbrellas, giving tissues out.
Now, did you see what Stassi's mom commented today?
So apparently Sandoval wouldn't give Stassi's mom an umbrella. And Beau kept on asking. Yeah. I kind of don't believe that.
Mm-mm, I don't believe it either. Or like Tom gave her, it to someone and then they're like, do you have one?
Her mom is so thirsty. It's like, Ariel, we're going to take away your voice like Ursula did, okay?
She's like, She's like, wait, does that mean I get to be the main star of the movie, though? I'll give my voice to be the star. I'm in for that. It's like, all right, Dana, take it down a notch.
Dania, she's also a Dania.
Can we also say, because people have been asking, maybe they're just not listening to us, but people are like, why do you keep pronouncing it Dania?
Just because it's spelled like that, and I think it's funny.
I mean, it's not spelled like that, but Mary said it like that, and then we just made it a joke and said now we're just officially calling her Dania, so we know we're pronouncing it wrong.
It's like a glass eye thing. Yeah, we completely made it up.
Yeah.
Like, also, I think this episode they didn't have to go to the new class, the VPR. That was a stretch for me.
I never had to see Danica on my screen acting like such a cool. Hey, I'm so cool. I got a DUI and have to blow into my car. It's like, you moron. You fucking got in your car wasted. You got a DUI. Call an Uber. It's $12.
But don't you also feel like that's not just one DUI?
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure that's, like, after 3.
Yeah, that's like...
It's just like, Danica, you're not cool. And I did
love Lou had this contraption.
Yeah, I love Dania's line where she was like, seems pretty judgy for someone who has to blow into something to start her car.
And why did Dana want to give Max a second chance? Like, she's like, well, you know, I thought it was the lobster meal at Jones, but it really was, like, a post-Pilates meal.
Yeah, let's
so I'm going to give Jones, him a second shot.
I live across the street from the quote-unquote fancy Jones. It's like an old-school Italian restaurant. Like, it's not – I mean, one time I went there and I saw CeeLo Green, okay? Like, it's not that crazy. It's like – it was like one of those like – I think like way back in, you know, back in like the 50s and 60s of Hollywood, it was like a hotspot, kind of like the Musso and Frank's, like that sort of thing. Like, it's not anything to write at home about. And then the other Jones she's talking about is Jones on 3rd, which is a delicious spot on 3rd Avenue, and they have one in Studio City as well, that has really great salads. And it's like, either way, I'm like, that's what you should know about Max, is Max is such a piece of shit that he probably did fuck that girl, and then he did take her to Jones on 3rd because he only wants to fuck her and not be with her. So he's not spending the money at Jones, the old school Italian restaurant, because he's a fuckboy and takes him to Jones on 3rd.
Oh.
Well, thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
He was a bouquet of red flags.
I laughed at that. I did laugh at that.
Yeah. I think they should have just been in Kentucky this episode.
Yeah.
Personally. Okay. My favorite part of the episode is Beau and Randall in bed together. Just talking in their boxers. Like, about dude, Bruce Willis, like Sixth Sense. He's like, Sixth Sense? Like, I get scared to run in my house at night. I run in there like a little baby.
You know when you get the hairs on the back of your neck stand up?
Like, I was cracking up. I also just love, too, because it was so, like, I love seeing a man who's just very comfortable in his sexuality that he's like, oh, I'm just going to, like, lay under the covers with Bo. And, like, I thought it was so cute. And even when Lala came in, like, yelled at him, like, I am mortified. I was like, oh, no, I like Lala and Randall.
I love Lala and Randall. They announced today they have to postpone their wedding because of coronavirus.
No, she deserves that, though, because did you see the dumb shit that she pulled?
No. Wait, so her wedding's April 18th. Mm-hmm. So a month away.
So, and I think they're doing a courthouse wedding, but she went on to Instagram Live maybe a couple of days ago, and she basically said, like, the coronavirus wouldn't try to ruin my wedding. Like, she was just, like, making fun of, but just going on after it's been, like, very much granted. I know we, like, joked about it, too, but that was, like, before it was taken, you know, as seriously as it is. And, like, basically just kind of, like, flexing this privilege of, like, wouldn't do this to me because I have my wedding upcoming. And I just was like, you know, Lala, like, you win us over and then you do something dumb like that. Like, don't Vanessa Hudgens yourself, okay?
I completely agree. That makes me upset. Yes, we literally made fun of it 3 weeks ago when we were supposed to go to Austin. Right. So it's way more serious now.
Yeah. But it just was like, and then even Fofty posted.
Yeah, I posted it.
Yeah, Fofty posted about Lala and Ran being like, nobody wanted to see this wedding anyways. God. But for the show purposes, I really liked Lala and Randall. And even when, like, I will say
the father-daughter dance. And the
only time I teared up this episode, didn't care for their vows, but when Lala just was like, when she said that, I was like, oh man, like, I do, I'm lucky, like, my father's alive. And, like, I empathize with her so much in that feeling. Like, I felt very bummed out for her.
And I thought, like, Rand did such a good job. Like, yeah. He was just like, I love you, like, are you okay? Like, mm-hmm. That was a very sweet moment.
I agree. I thought that was like, it's like, oh man, I do. I like them.
And I did it too. And meanwhile, we have fucking Kristen and Carter talking about Flonase.
Oh my God, Kristen, like, stop.
She knit that. She hit the nail on the head this week. She's like, you texted me that I'm selfish and unkind because you're trying to manipulate me because you want me to give you attention. And, like, she finally, like, I feel like, put him in his place.
Okay, can I agree with Jax, though, on something?
Go ahead.
Ugh. But when he was like, Kristen begged us to have Carter at this wedding.
Right.
She begged us. And now she's not even talking to him. Like, why is he here, basically?
Why did he show up at the castle early in sweatpants?
Okay, I was laughing at that when Sheena's like, when it was like really awkward. Sheena goes, I'm going to get some braids. I'm going to get some braids, like holding her oversized wine glass. And then when Sheena's like, I'm doing what Kristen should be doing, making out with a hot groomsman. I'm like, well, where's the hot groomsman? Because I see that you guy, making out with a creepy Mr. Clean. I know.
That guy was not cute. And, like, she could tell she's a bad kisser.
Oh, no!
You could tell. You could really? Just tell. Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't look that close.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Too much tongue?
It's just aggressive, sloppy.
Well, you know, she'd been drinking, and I did think it was funny, too, though, that she woke up and it was Kristen and Carter in the bed with her. And she's like, I don't do threesomes. It's not 2007. It's like, oh, my God, Sheena, you're such a badass. You're having threesomes in 2007.
I feel like she's getting such a bad edit, though, but she writes it herself, you know? She's really the comic relief of the group.
Granted, she did some stupid stuff about Corona, too. She deleted all these tweets, and it's like, oh, Sheena, come on. It's like, is Sheena not innocent, or is she innocent? Like, is she getting the bad edit? Like, is she harmless? Is she not? I don't know.
I think she gets a bad edit.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, in real life.
And they, like, won't promote any. Like, she's got a podcast. How come they talk about, like, Stassi's podcast, but never Sheena's?
Well, they don't talk about Stassi's podcast anymore.
Oh.
They did, though, because remember, like, Jax and Lisa were featured on it and stuff. And I felt like, didn't they promote, like, her workout thing?
I think that they're kind of weird about them promoting things. Like, although they did Stassi's book.
And then we've done Kristen's, like, James May. We had an event last year for it.
Are they doing Fancy as AF stuff?
I mean, they're talking
We got a mid-season trailer, and it looks like Jax Taylor comes back and Jason Kelce goes away. What did he say? He said something. He's eating. He's like, oh, this is my dad's favorite meal, a burger, a fries, and a Coke. I'm like, that's everyone's favorite meal, but.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm like, oh, his dad must have been hungover a lot. That's what I order every time I'm hungover.
Like, I just thought, I don't know.
I became the man my dad always like wanted to be or something.
I finally became the son he raised. But him just like walking down the aisle with the ashes and putting him in a seat. It's like, it doesn't seem genuine coming from him.
At all. And then when he was like, my mom didn't text me. It's like, you didn't fucking invite her to the wedding. Like, why would she text you?
And is his godmother his aunt?
Oh, I don't know.
My godmother is my aunt as well, but I call her my aunt, not my godmother, but they're the same.
Well, Jack's probably just different. Really wanted to use the word mother.
Yeah.
He's like, it's my godmother. But also, why would she text me on my special day? I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
And I also felt like, too, and again, and now we said it, right? Like, I felt like when they were showing Brittany like walking down the aisle and Jax was like looking back and he was doing all the moves that he's like, okay, I watched the movies and they always say that, like, look at the groom. Like, he watched 27 Dresses and you know what they say. Their favorite moment in the wedding is not when the bride's walking down, but looking at the groom while the bride's and seeing his reaction. So he's like, okay, make sure you do like a wow.
Yeah.
And like he did that and I'm like, ugh, fake. What did you think? Okay, here's a question for you. Let's talk Tom Schwartz's speech. Did you like it or not?
17 minutes long. I mean, really, it was a roast. Mm-hmm. He was talking about how his tan, his sheet wall, the air mattresses, watching reruns of the Golden Girls, Fruit by the Foot. I mean.
But I also felt like I think my parents would be really annoyed if like my best man was like cursing or like talking about smoking weed and they're like, please stop. And I'm like, this is why Tom Sandoval needs to be your best man. You don't have like a friend that's not going to do well. Like, you don't put them in charge of things. Like, you strategically pick a best man or a maid of honor that you know is going to get shit done for you. Not your favorite person. You put them at number two.
I'm surprised Schwartz wanted to talk that long. I would think he would be really uncomfortable on a mic, but clearly he was thriving.
Thriving. I mean, Katie was there with him. He'd probably had some Svedka vodka, maybe a Hooters wing or two.
He was permanently drunk all weekend.
All weekend. Like, even Jax was like drinking the Fireball before, and I was like, oh man, he's for sure drunk at his wedding.
There was like an edit when Tom is putting those cufflinks like in his shirt away and Jax is at a table. Like, someone sent me a clip. It was like, is he doing coke on the table or he was wrapping a blunt or I don't know. I need to go back.
I'm pretty sure they were vitamins that he was taking. Okay. I did also want to comment on this too. So all the ladies are getting ready. And Mama comes in and she wants her makeup. And I see Jared, who did all the makeup in the background. Like, I see the makeup artist in the background. I'm like, why is Lala doing her makeup? Like, why wouldn't they have the makeup artist do Mama's makeup too?
I think she just wanted to. She probably never wears makeup, and she just wanted like a little rouge.
Right, but like, just the makeup artist. Like, you've already flown him out there for the wedding. Like, just have him do it. I felt like it just like made me sad that it was like Lala had to do Mama's makeup.
Well, all their makeup was sweating off because it was 96 degrees outside.
Did you also laugh that we had to get a Shep appearance?
Of course. And I love that Jax is like, well, you know, me and Shep were like pretty similar. We're pretty funny. We love to be the center of attention. And we're womanizers.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God.
Like, those are not good similarities to have. Like, you're not cool.
It's too much. I do like too though, like, this is why I love Bo, is because he really just, you could,
when they were comparing, like, Beau was basically saying, like, I'm so glad that Jax is such a dick because that could have been you up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was so sweet. And I'm like, I really just love, like, Beau is, like, the ultimate boyfriend of accepting you for who you are, not, like, trying to change you or, like, make you feel insecure. Like, he's just like, this is who you are and I love you for that. And I just, Stassi is very lucky. I think people think that Beau can be, like, disingenuous and whatnot, but I think he's, like, truly a really good guy.
I completely agree.
I know I was, like, skeptical about him before, but just as we watch him more and more, I'm like,
I've never been skeptical about him. I think he's a really good communicator.
Yeah,
I agree. And he gets her to communicate and not go dark passenger.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that we want to talk about? Anything else with the wedding, but also with the new school kids that saved
no,
by the bell?
No, absolutely not. We don't want to talk about the new school people. I think the trailer coming up looks great. I think we're going to Vegas because Tom and Katie are really getting married, right?
Right.
And...
Yeah, I mean, I also just feel bad. It looks like, okay, Jax doesn't know if he wants to be married. And I'm like, you're just such a fucking piece of shit, Jax. You're just a piece of shit.
Well, it's so unfortunate that they're on social media because it would be so much more entertaining if maybe we didn't know they were actually still together now or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Or like this Denise Brandy thing. Like, it'd be so much better if we didn't know that's a lesbian rumor.
I don't know why they don't put in like a social media clause in their contract of basically being like, you can post 5 stories this week that are about the show.
Yeah.
Like, they need to limit them because it's like, or like they have to, or they get fined. Like something like that. Like, so you give us a little piece because I think now, for instance,
Let's talk about this. So Kelly Dodd and Shannon were hanging out together this week. And then Tamra unfollowed Shannon and said like some posts like true friends, blah, blah, blah.
Ugh. It's like,
I think it's really funny that Shannon and Kelly are hanging out.
They're neighbors now.
And they're filming.
And we knew this was going to happen. We predicted this from, like, day one of, like, as soon as you get rid of them, Shannon's going to come crawling back to Kelly. They're going to be the queen bees. We're going to see them, like, take on these new lives together. Like, this is originally what it was supposed to be.
Well, here we are.
I know. And it just took us a season to get there. But it's like, God, I would have loved to have watched them together last season, both being single. Like, I would have loved to watch them go out on dates and, like, do double dates and, like, live that life together. Granted, they're both, you know, in relationships now, and I'm sure it'll be fun to see that probably both secure.
Do you think Rick Leventhal will be on camera? Do you think Fox will let him do that?
Yes and no. Like, I think he'll be, because he lives in New York. So I think that he'll show up, like, here and there. But maybe he's out here for – maybe they're probably not filming now either because of corona. So I'm going to assume that they're just quarantining right now. But, like, here's the thing. When we have corona – like, let me – bravo. Here's another brilliant idea. I need live feeds. I need cameras set up in the house, summer house style for the night cameras, for the pantry, all that stuff. I need them in people's houses, and I need to be able to watch them whenever I want. They are little rats in cages, and I'm here to watch it. Okay.
I
want to watch Mario, Ramona, and Avery are all quarantined together in Florida. I need to be in that household.
That'd be fine TV.
Like, help us out. Help us.
So I did go live with Amanda and Kyle this evening, and I thought I asked some hard-hitting questions. Okay. I asked, did Amanda leave her real job, which she couldn't answer, but I felt like she definitely did.
I don't think she did because her LinkedIn says that she still works at the other company.
Oh. Then I asked
Sorry.
If their wedding is going to be compromised by corona. And they said no. They have it's a fall wedding. Amanda,
I think it's
still
2021.
Oh, okay. Amanda, they said it was fall.
I know, but I think it's fall 2021 because they got engaged last summer, right? No, 2 summers ago.
Now 2 summers ago.
I think.
No,
I
it's
think
this fall. It's this fall. It's this fall. I talked to them.
I know. I was watching you. They didn't say. They said it's fall. They didn't say when. I think it's fall 2021. That's what I'm going with. But we'll find out.
Because she literally said, I don't have a dress. because I asked her, do you have a dress? And she said, no. But then they also said they hadn't picked the wedding parties yet. So,
So, yeah. So it could be fall of next year, too.
I feel like you're wrong, though.
I could be. I'm just saying they didn't say yes or no one way or the other. And they made it seem like it wasn't going to be affected by Corona, which we know, like, Stassi and Bose potentially is affected by Corona because it's in Italy. So I'm curious if they're like, well, it's not going to be affected because it'll be a year from next. Like, we're getting engaged in a year, or we're getting married in a year and a half. That's why I was like leaning towards it. It honestly could be this fall. We don't know. Like, it just seems like people don't know what's going on in the next few months. So to say, like, we know it's not going to be affected, the surefire way would just be a year from now.
We need schools to reopen, like, seriously. like for real. I was thinking about it today. I'm like, okay, so today is March 18th. March 18th. Mm-hmm. I would start back, like, August 18th. So April, May, June, July, August. 5 months. That's not good for anybody.
No. No. And it's like you can't even travel. It's not like you get, like, the vacation time. You know, right now you're quarantined inside.
Yeah. Well, and I'm Zooming with 30 kindergartners.
Right. No, I know. I'm saying it's not like you get to enjoy 5 months off.
Yeah.
You're very busy still.
I feel so bad for the kids, you guys. It's like, it's so sad.
Mary just sent a picture yesterday, and one had the little leprechaun hat, and it just was like, it was a tiny top hat of sadness.
Yeah.
Like, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. We made leprechaun traps and everything, and we had to send them home.
Oh, I mean, did you guys watch? Okay, so Dorit posted yesterday a video of Phoenix. So it's really funny. So she has a Phoenix cooking show, and Phoenix teaches us how. Phoenix is the other one, you know, Fifi Nava. And so Fifi Nava is teaching us how to make cupcakes.
Dorit. I thought you said Dorinda. Dorit.
Sorry, no, Dorit. So Fifi Nava is teaching us cupcakes, but Jagger keeps jumping in, just like a little camera whore. Like, God, Jagger, let Fifi Nava talk. And so then, like, Dorit's put this, like, she's put this video together, and at the end of it is, like, photos of things, and it's just, like, Jagger. But it says, like, hashtag Phoenix cooking show, but it's, like, Jagger. And then, you know, Fifi's teaching us, but Jagger, it's the star Dorit knows is Jagger. But I want a more Fifi.
I love Fifi now. Now she can talk.
Yeah, but speaking, and she's really cute.
She's super
cute. She's really cute. Okay, but Dorinda is also doing IG Live Dorobics classes.
I think that's great. Bring it, girl. I'm going to tune in tomorrow. I need to get out more.
Is she doing it tomorrow?
I don't know.
Oh, I was like, oh, man. Okay, but let's go into Summer House, though.
So you come back, and the boys are fighting Carl versus Luke at the batting cages. Carl is so insecure.
And why are they all taking Carl's side?
I think Kyle's pretty loyal to Carl, well, because they're in a business together, and they're kind of the OGs, and it's like, who's this new Luke guy? They're threatened by Luke. He's handsome, he's charming, he's nice. They're
it's
threatened.
Like the whole fight is so stupid. It's like, here's what makes me mad about what Carl said, right? Carl basically says, like, if you know I'm pursuing her, like, why are you going after her? And it's like, first off, Sarah can date whoever she wants to. Like, you're not her only option. And so fuck you for basically telling Luke he's not allowed to like her because you decided to like her while you were still finger blasting Lindsay.
You know what? Carl can go get his double rosé and drink it alone because Sarah's not coming to the Hamptons next weekend because he can't make up his mind.
She was watching those red flags hit one after the other when he was like, my longest relationship has been less than a year. I want you to come out next weekend. She's like, I thought it was this weekend. She's like, maybe once you figure your shit out, then we'll talk.
No, I feel like she was like, no, you're done. Like, you were not on a date right now. You don't want to be boyfriend, girlfriend after 2 months. Like, I'm out. Like,
yeah, I loved it. I loved her just grabbing her jacket and going. Then Carl's just like sitting there trying to like adjust his three balls and his too tight of shorts.
You know what? You're going to stay. He's like, well, all these girls, they want to go 0 to 100. I'm like, you're going to be at 0. He's going to be a Shep.
But it's just like,
and then I loved it because then you cut to Lindsay and Lindsay's out with Steven. She went live with him tonight. They're still together. They went to Italy this summer and they're cute and she's happy. That's Like, and they've almost been together for a year.
And we even see in the preview, too, is that she was like, so, like, what am I? He's like, you're my girlfriend. Like, just said it so confidently, too. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you. Like, this is what Lindsay needed. Like, she got activated and she got herself a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I just loved it. But let's go back to the main thing. So,
Amanda calling Kyle 29 times.
So, you guys, first off, she called him first.
I've been this person.
Okay, let's get into that. But she called him first, and he said, we're heading to State Social, whatever the hell, Southampton Social. And that was at, like, 12:12. And then she goes on, like, a half hour later and calls him 22 times in a row. And listen, I think I'm half on Kyle's side because I think, like, she knows where he is. The reason I think she was so insecure in calling him so much is we have to remember this is the same night that Jules just said, like, do you trust Kyle? He cheated on you. And I think they were so drunk that she got it in her head, like, oh, shit, is he cheating? Is he cheating? And that's why she called him so many times.
And she gets probably DMs from weirdos, like, being, like, see him talking to this girl and people take a picture, you know?
Right. But I'm saying, like, I think, like, her weakness really showed that night because Jules had brought that up.
I think you made a very good point.
And
have you called someone 29 times?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. But... I'm not a caller in general. I'm like a more like you up texter.
Oh, okay, okay.
So maybe I've texted like 5 times in a row.
Got it.
But I'm not.
I'll call till you pick up. And I like to use FaceTime so I can see where you are.
Like I understood. I understood where she was coming from. And I think that like.
She actually hit him really hard in the kitchen. Yeah, and then him throwing the pillow, I'm like, you guys have passionate fights.
There's some toxicity there. It's almost like at this point in the show, and again, because we have social media and because you just went on live with them too, it's like we know they're together. But like at that point in their relationship, it's so toxic. And it's like one is kind of waiting. We've talked about this, like, right? They have the show. There's like lover boy. There's all these things that they're like tied together with that they're like waiting for the other one to break up with them.
Well, no, he's just so resentful. He's like, he thinks she's lazy. He's like, you don't give me sex. You don't give me love. You don't work. I'm trying to sell this product. I'm trying to push this product. You're doing nothing. I'm fucking over it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, do you want to be single? And he says, yes. And then I love how she just pretends the next day, like, she's not being nice to him. But she's ignoring him. She's being passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, that would have, like, broken me. Like, if that was me, I would have been like, we're broken up right now.
But I feel like they were both just so drunk. Like, I think – the reason why I think that it's not – she was, like, mad at him is, like, I felt like she's, like, I know I'm supposed to be mad at him, but I can't fully remember what happened.
And no, like I think she remembers everything. I don't think she blacked
out. She was really wasted that night. For sure. 100%. Which is why she called up 29 times or however many times.
It's interesting to see, like, Hannah and the other girls being like, that she just needs to admit she's not happy and that she feels trapped. Because there is, I'm sure Kyle financially supports her. Like, she's not paying the same amount of rent as he is. You know what I mean?
They make good money from the show. Come on.
That's true.
They have
a very nice apartment, though.
Their apartment's very nice and very big. So I'm actually curious.
$5,000 a month? What do you think?
Probably. But just think about, like, they probably make, let's just say in a summer they make $100K, right? And they probably make than that, but let's just say $100K. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Their rent then, let's just say, is $60,000.
Yeah.
$5,000 a month, right? Like, they're still very much able to, like, live a life that they want to. $100K is like a very low ball, and because she has a full time job, so let's just say too from that she's probably like making like $75K from that. Let's just say like on average, like she's making $75K plus $100K from the show, plus all the endorsements and the brand deals they do. Right. Like they're fine.
Do you feel like he has power over her though? What is the power he has over her? Love
the show.
Oh, because I don't even think she cares to be on it.
No, but I think that there's something to be, like, I think she does love him, like, really. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, they've been through so much. But I also think it's, like, they're tied to the show. Like, if they break up, like, she's off the show. And no, I don't think she would, like, care as much as he would care about being off the show. But I think it's more just, like, this is what her, that's, like, her life. Like, she's literally has to start over and be Amanda from Summer House, who dated dipshit Kyle. You know what I mean? Like, her whole personality would be, like, that she wouldn't be a part of anymore, mm-hmm. of how people would see her. No? Do you think so?
I think that I think Kyle is a fraternity man, and she's not a sorority girl.
Oh, I think she is.
I don't.
Are you a sorority girl?
I can be.
I don't know. I think she, like, truly loves him, and I think it's, like,
no, I do. But there's, like, there's something, like, he has a power over her in a different way. Or even that him being like, okay, I want you to quit your job, go all in on Lover Boy. Like, I feel like he feels her hesitation of, like, not wanting to do the wedding plans, like, her just shutting down at the house and, like, not picking up her shit. It's like he's trying to make her into someone she's not.
Mm-hmm. She hasn't fully trusted him. And they're just toxic. Like, they say mean things to each other, right? Like you were saying before, like, he has, like, this disdain for her. And then she's, like, never fully moved on from the fact that he cheated on her. So she has, like, you know, in the back of her mind, it's always like, oh, he's doing something shady. Oh, he's being shady. Like, okay, I don't trust him.
I can't
move on. And I don't feel good about myself because I feel like he did this to me when it's really just a dumb thing that he had to do. And it wasn't, like, her fault, you know? But I think that that's also, like, she's got this insecurity. It's, like, her body is perfection. She is so cute. She's so pretty. Like, not just that the outside is what it's about, but it's, like, you look amazing. You're a good person. Like, remember single Amanda getting all those phone numbers that one night?
Yeah. Just no, he's a lucky guy. She's a steal.
Yeah. And, I mean, I actually – and honestly, I hate to say, like, because I don't think a lot of people agree, but I like Kyle.
I think he has his demons and he drinks too much. And if he didn't drink, he'd be a really great guy.
But, like, I think, yeah, it's like I put it, it's like Luke.
No, I think he also Kyle, is like
Jordan, Carl.
I think also, like, he's so, I think Kyle during the week is like no fuss. He's gym every day, eats clean, no carbs, doesn't drink. He's go, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. He doesn't seem like a person that needs a lot of sleep. And then Friday and Saturday, he goes balls to the fucking wall. And mm-hmm. then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he's in a shame spiral.
Not and that he's had any experience in this.
No,
but.
No.
I agree. It's just like a rinse and repeat for, like,
Let's talk about Jules and Jordan.
I just don't need more Jordan on my screen.
Like, oh, I love it. Jules is like, touch me. He's like, no. Do you want to have sex in the pool?
He's like, oh my God, are you patient zero, Jordan? Like, what the fuck?
But then why did he say I love you? Do you think it just, like, kind of came out? Just like, I love you. Like, a friend, like, I love you.
No, he was, like, trying to come back the next weekend. He's been kicked off the show, and Jules is his way in.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, I don't need Jordan. I don't need Danielle. Should you really? But I have to say, if we're going to have Danielle in this amount of dosage is the Danielle dosage I need.
So, and then what's like, next, like, okay, Jules and Carl make out, and then, like, Danielle and Carl make out, and then it's, like, they might have a threesome?
What the okay, so here's what's funny, right? So, like, Carl's like, how dare you, Luke, go for the girl I like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, hey, Jordan, Jules is yours. Fuck you, buddy. I'm going after her. It's like, Carl, you're just such a cliche.
And then he's like, yeah, like, I just, like, don't trust you with Hannah either. I'm going to protect her.
It's like, enough. I like Luke and Hannah together. I think they have good chemistry. But, like,
Also,
I love that they actually made out this week.
I know. Do you think? Now, I was laughing because Luke's playing on his guitar and Hannah like sits on his lap because she just wants him to stop playing the fucking guitar. She basically makes out with him to shut him the fuck up on the guitar.
Well, so it makes sense that they can't sing any, they can't sing real songs.
Right.
Like he couldn't
pay for it.
But yeah, so he just started making up a song. It was so bad. It was so, so, so bad.
It was like, okay, like just play happy.
But then I also think he's like really funny because he's like, was I better than Lindsay? Like he's in on the joke.
Yeah, like he just wants to have a good time, which is fun. I feel like he's season one Kyle.
No.
In the sense of he's like, not as cocky. No, I know. But I mean like there to like Kyle season one was just like there to have a good time.
It would be kind of fun if, like, Luke brought a friend from home because he doesn't have an alliance.
Yeah. And I thought, I was like, I felt so sad for him when, like, the boys went out and then, like, Luke went back home. And, like, because he just was like, I'm not going to deal with it. But then he's like, sorry, did I break up girls' night? Like, I just felt like he's just, like, seems like such a nice guy. And, like, he took Hannah on the motorcycle.
But then I'm, like, I'm like, he's like, oh, take off your pants. And you put them on. Is he that nice of a guy? I'm getting nervous that he's not going to be a nice guy.
I think that they have just, like, this banter together, though.
Okay.
Like, that's the way I look at it. And, I mean, we know that they're obviously friends, and something's going on because they took a kissing photo with their masks on. So, like, something's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're still, I mean, like, they're still talking today. So, like, I don't think Luke's a bad person.
No, they all went out to Perry's restaurant, like, last week, which I love. I love when people hang out off season.
Yeah, because it makes it for a better season.
Yeah.
On season. And I thought that they – like, I just liked when they were, like, on the motorcycle and Carl's like – now, I think motorcycles are dangerous. Like, I do. But when Carl says he's like, well, I think motorcycles are dangerous. I'm like, shut up, three ball Carl.
He's so jealous. He's so, jealous.
He just like Lindsay should make him a PB jealous. And jelly.
Say that again?
No, I don't – I said someone should make Carl a PB and jelly.
No, I think – well, no, like – Lindsay's jealous.
Carl a big fan of the movie Cats? Because he's a jellicle.
I don't see it. No, no. Okay. Not funny. I love.
Can't win them all.
Go ahead. I didn't hear you.
I just said you can't win them all.
Oh. I love when Lindsay's like, hide the knives next weekend.
But I'm on Lindsay's side about this. Like, Carl is such a dipshit. Why does he have to bring her to the house? He's doing it to piss Lindsay off.
Yeah, she's like, grow a pair of balls, Carl. I have three.
She's like, get one more. And I was like, yeah. Like, Carl's just such a piece of shit to, like, he always likes to dangle things, like, women in front of each other. And it's like, Carl, your longest relationship is less than a year. You keep girls around for, like, less than a month. Like, you fuck with them. You only finger blasted Lindsay again. Like, you
he's turning sex he's her. He's turning into Shep.
But
I think this Shep is going to be, like, his last season. Like, nobody wants to do more life with him. You know? No, that was bad. That sounded bad. I meant, like, more life.
Yeah, no,
but,
I
like, I
no,
think I he's that. Just – he,
he's, like, worn out his welcome.
Yeah, it's just like people are sick of Washi to fuck boy. Like, we get it.
And but it's like he's not even – it'd be different if it was
who
like,
has he – okay, wait. Who he's only made out with Lindsay this season on camera.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But we're only like six episodes in. Isn't there like 18 or something crazy?
I think like 13. But I think like we know he makes out with Jules. We know he makes out with Danielle. And it's like, can you just – there's literally like – go make out with Sarah. There's so many other girls that don't live in your house. Like, you made out with Lauren. Who was it last year? Paige. They made out in the pantry. Like, he's literally made out with everyone but Hannah and Amanda. Like, congrats, Carl. Yeah. Like, girls, have some more self-respect.
Yeah.
Carl's not. And I just don't even think he doesn't look like a good kisser. We should ask Sheena.
We sure shall. Our good friend, Shishu.
Our good friend, Shishu. Again, still available for shenanigans. Just let me know. Let's talk about, like, Perry and
Paige. Paige can go. Wow. Paige can go.
Paige can go. Like, it's sad to say.
Yeah.
She's not missed.
No.
I think it's keep Hannah, keep Amanda, keep Lindsay. Well,
Luke.
Carl.
Yeah, I would, no, I would keep everyone but Paige and Carl. Bye.
Yeah. I agree.
And even like they can come in how like Daniel and Jordan have.
Yeah. Well, Jules can. Jules, I don't mind, but she's not giving us like. Like, Jules with Jordan is actually bringing her stock down because I think she's probably more interesting than that. And, like, now she's just, like, I mean, she had the funny line with, like, he can't park the car in the garage.
That was a good one.
But, like, I would rather see her do that with, like, a random. We don't need her with Jordan. She's better than that. I want her to have more of a storyline.
Well, her storyline is Carl. Lito. No, three ball, yeah. Carlito.
And honestly, more when life. That happens, you know I'm going to be like, oh, my God, go back to Jordan. Going to be so sad about that. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
No, just you guys send us dates in LA for Courtney. Give us 5 stars only. Stay safe. Stay in your house. Watch Bravo. Send us good things to watch. Reality TV or non-murder shows are great for me. And we love you all. And
get ready for March Madness, our brackets.
Yes.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices. But making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. The twigs and leaves in your yard aren't exactly comfortable. And while mud does perfectly contour the feet, it doesn't score high on the durability front. But thanks to Allbirds, you can skip all the backyard experimentation. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the sciencey stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural, sustainable materials. And their innovative processes mean using less of the bad stuff and more of the good. While making shoes unlike any other. Like the Plant Pacer, made with 100% plastic-free plant leather. The Tree Dasher, a running shoe made from eucalyptus tree fiber. And from Sugarcane, they've made the Superlight, their lightest shoe ever by weight and carbon footprint. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.